This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. You can even buy my book. There's a novel idea, right? Buy the book. You can, if you like what you hear on the show on a regular basis, the book is filled with this stuff. And it will help you understand. It'll help you know, learn, whatever, how to fight back. Really. How to fight the left and all the things they try to nail you with that really, honestly, frankly, they shouldn't. They don't have any right to. Look at what's happening. You know, we were called all kinds of names. We were given all kinds of tags. And look what we come to find out. They're the ones that hate women. They're the ones that are abusing women. Not us. Not our people. They are. So think about that. But they don't want you to hear that. They don't want you to see that. They don't want you to know about that. I mean, think about this, this Lois Lerner thing that we've just recently come to find out about. She wants her IRS file sealed for life. She is in fear. Why should she be in fear of her life? What's in there that she should be so afraid of? Right? Can't be a Democrat because they love women. They wouldn't do anything to hurt a woman, would they? Give me a break. No, seriously. I'm not loving this because these people are afraid, but I'm loving this because the Dems are now having to deal with this stuff. The Dems are now having to deal with the truth of what they're, you know, eventually, like the Bible says, your sin will find you out, right? I mean, you're going to see this no matter what. Former IRS official Lois Lerner and a deputy are asking a federal court to keep their testimonies in the Tea Party targeting case private forever over fear of death threats and potential harm to their families if the documents were to go public. Well, what would they be afraid of? What could possibly be in those documents that they'd be afraid that they would go public? I mean, seriously, am I just missing something here? Lerner and her deputy, Holly Paz, filed a motion last Thursday to keep the materials, including tapes and transcripts of their deposition sealed due to the threats that they have received in the past. Now, court documents reviewed by Fox News said the public dissemination of their deposition testimony would expose them and their families to harassment and credible risk of violence. Whenever Ms. Lerner and Paz, and I'm only reading what they wrote, and Paz have been in the media spotlight, they have faced death threats and, oh, frankly, anybody knows positions, including ours. Many of us get death threats. Now, returning Ms. Lerner, yeah, there you go, that too, works too, Lerner and Paz to the media spotlight places them at risk regardless of what they actually said in those depositions. Well, so what are you saying? You don't want them to come out in the public because they'd be exposed to risk. I'm kind of confused here. I don't quite get it. Lerner and Paz pointed to comments from the Tea Party leader, Mark Meckler, that the lawsuit would treat the IRS like a criminal thugs that they are. That's terrible. Look, if you did something along these lines, then you deserve it. The court filing argued that his comments have created a fertile environment where threats against them have flourished. Really? It's not the court's argument. See, this is that shrugging off of responsibility. The problem is that you did these things. You were part of this. You were the one to cut. Look, if you have nothing to hide, then don't steal them. Say it out in the open. If you didn't do anything wrong, say it out in the open. If you did something wrong, that's what you're afraid of. Anyway. The request was first reported by the Washington Times. The Justice Department told Fox News on Monday that the testimony of both Lerner and Paz remained sealed. Now, Lerner and Paz attempted to keep them sealed comes after Trump administration, after years of litigation, settled lawsuits with the Tea Party and other conservative groups who said they were unfairly targeted by the IRS. Attorney General Jeff Sessions last month announced the Justice Department had entered into settlements with the Tea Party groups whose tax-exempt status was significantly delayed by the IRS, dated back to 2013. Now, the settlements involved payments to the plaintiffs and an apology from the IRS. The IRS used these criteria as a basis for heightened scrutiny was wrong and should never have occurred, Sessions said. If you think about what the Obama administration did through the IRS to these conservative groups, it's more than criminal. It's just morally wrong. You know, and on 8 years of squelching freedom of speech, 8 years of stopping people, slowing people, making them afraid to say anything against the administration, which is not what freedom of speech is all about. See, our founding fathers didn't come up with freedom of speech so you could swear at a cop, so you could say anything you wanted to say, any place you wanted to say it. The freedom of speech was specifically put in place, and not that it's the only thing it's for, so you could ridicule the government without going to jail. So you could ridicule the government without literally losing your head or being shot. Okay, it was there to protect the common person from the government. Not protect you little snowflakes from being upset or feel like somebody had done you wrong because they said something you didn't like or you didn't want to hear. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. We will be back in just a few minutes, I promise. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon. Amazon and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, seriously, get involved in a conversation. Whether you do it here or another show, preferably here, but, you know, or another show, you got to get informed. You got to get involved. You really do not be one of those people that spews party line, right? You're such an ideologue, you only know what the party says. And there's no substance to it. You can't back any of it up. It infuriates me. And actually, I can have a field day with you if I get you on the air, if you call in here, if all you're doing is spewing party lines. So I've asked Julio Rivera to join me, the conservarican, also the what is your title with the Reactionary Times other than founder?
editorial director, and I... A columnist, and, you know, I do some news reporting when I can get around and out and chase the stories. But, you know, I'm also hosting Reactionary Times TV, Reactionary Times Radio. My guest host, Newsmax Now. about one time a week for Newsmax, and I'm the author of a column for Newsmax as well, the Austere Constructionist blog.
Oh, I don't even know how to spell that, let alone speak to it. All right. Hey, so I got you on. Let's talk about this all these sexual assault allegations flying around the place. And I'm not saying I don't believe them, because that's not it at all. But, man, they're just coming out of the woodwork now. Every place you turn, every time you turn around, and the majority of the allegations are against conservatives, right?
No, actually, I think that you might have that a little bit backwards.
It seems
that the party that defends women's rights, supposedly, you know, the party of inclusion and gender equality and income equality between men and women, and they care so much about women's rights, or at least publicly they do, but it seems that all these stories are coming out. You know, we got Al Franken. Al Franken was actually, they're all horrible. I mean, obviously, Bill Clinton's got a laundry list of offenses. And we can go all the way back to Jack Kennedy if we really want to. And his brother, Ted Kennedy, leaving that poor woman dead in the water.
Yep.
But yeah, it seems to be a widespread problem, you know, with our buddies on the left. You know, they like to accuse us of being misogynists somehow.
Oh, it's all our fault. Come on, just get over it. It's all our fault. That's all there is to it, and you might as well get used to it. But no, it does. It infuriates me.
And we're
because,
racist, too. Remember that. Don't forget, Joe. We're racist.
Yes. That works out well for you, doesn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
But when you think about this, look, it's Pelosi, they come to find out that the same people that say they want equal pay for women are the ones that aren't paying their women equally. Pelosi is notorious for paying her women 21% less than men that do the same exact job in her office, but yet they let them get away with it.
Yeah, and it was a widespread problem in Barack Obama's White House as well. You know, for all the rhetoric and all the nonsense they spew about how unfair things are in America, and they always use that stupid stat that it's something, I believe, 77 cents on the dollar women make, but they don't take into consideration that women work less hours, that the majors that women take in college are generally lower-paying liberal arts majors. Most of the engineers in this country are men. You know, most of the people that are in positions that pay more money, quite frankly, are male. But that's not to say that the opportunities are not there for women to pursue the same fields. Women are generally not interested in working there. So, I mean, unless we're going to start paying waitresses $100,000 a year and bankrupt every Greek diner owner in this country, you know, I think that the stats are probably going to read that way for a while.
Yeah, I get the biggest kick out of these people because it's really true. They're so hypocritical in throwing this stuff out there and basically saying, hey, look, you know, you guys treat women terribly. You guys pay women less. You guys could care less. You won't make any kind of accommodations for women. And every time you turn around, who's the you guys? It's the Democrats. It's not the Republicans. Does it happen in the Republican Party? Of course it does. They're not saints. They're not angels. But is it a daily thing? Is it more so on the Republican side? Absolutely not. And I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take to get the Democrats to rank and file to see really what's going on to the point where they'll just either leave the party or throw those people out.
You know what it is? I think that there's also an element of shame, I think, for the Democrats that are, you know, somewhat morally upright. Maybe they're a little bit misled. Maybe they've been lied to. I mean, listen, there was a period in my life where I was a Democrat, too, you know, when I was much younger, much more ignorant. Obviously, I didn't really understand the way the world worked. And I found myself being a Democrat. And I think what winds up happening is that some of these people, they're so heavily invested into the party that they just don't want to accept it. It's almost like you go into denial. It's almost like you go, I think, finding out the truth about the Democrats and the way that these liberals actually behave is kind of a traumatizing experience. And I think, and you could also apply this to what happens with people psychologically when they go through a trauma. It's like they almost want to block it out. And they go into denial. And I think that there's a lot of people that are going to go to their graves, you know, hating Trump and believing he's all those horrible things they say he is, even when there's evidence mounting every day that it's not true, just because they were so heavily invested into bashing him that they'll never be able to, you know, own up to the fact that they were wrong.
No, never. There's never, because they protected him around every corner. They wouldn't allow him to be put down by those. Now, here's the other thing. I've been accused of rape shaming the women that are accusing Moore. And I said, look, first and foremost, he's innocent until proven guilty, number one. Number two is I have a lot of problems with the way this thing went down. But the person who was accusing me voted for Hillary Clinton. And I'm saying, wait a minute. She was the biggest rape shamer of the century. This woman was calling every one of the women that her husband forced himself on, she was calling them sluts and whores and gold diggers. They missed that whole thing.
Exactly, yeah. And I don't understand how she became this iconic defender of women's rights when, you know, she basically went after, and there was a laundry list. See, there's a difference between the innocent between proven or innocent until proven guilty sort of factor and element in this whole thing. You know, Judge Roy Moore is well known in Alabama. You know, he's went through a lot. He's had a very public life for a long time. Now that he's hitting this apex where he's going to have, you know, a strong influence, you know, obviously being a senator, there's, you know, this witch hunt out to get him. And the establishment tried to get him previously, and he survived that. I believe that in the primary, I believe they outspent him some ridiculous, like 25-1.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or something.
Nuts. Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
It was an insane disparity as far as money. And survived that.
We got to go for a quick break. Put it on pause. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on TCN Live. Again, after the break. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure having you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, head up to the website, go onto my website, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to be afraid of. You don't have to be. You really don't have to be. They've fed you a line of garbage, just like they told you they care about women, they care about kids, they care about clean air. It's a line of garbage. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's just bring him on. I want to get back to the conversation. Julio Rivera is joining me, our conservarican, and also, why don't you lay out everything you do and where they can find you, because you can probably do it faster than I can.
Okay, well, earlier I was cutting up wood in my backyard. No, I'm just kidding. I'm the editorial, but I actually was. I had to take a couple of trees down this weekend. It's just, I'm sitting here right now. I got tree sap all over me, Joe.
Well, come over, over the house. I got some trees that need to be cleaned up.
Hey, if it was close enough, I'd go out there and give you a hand because I'm just that kind of guy, man.
Yeah, I believe you are.
You know, definitely. And so, and then you could take me out to a fantastic Italian restaurant the way you did last time I was in town.
No,
so,
that food was really good. I mean, seriously.
I
love that place.
Yes, I daydream about that place. Anyway. No, I'm the editorial director at Reactionary Times. If you go on reactionarytimes.com, there's a lot of interesting stuff all over the place. Xander Gibb, who I know your audience is very familiar with, as well as David Weissman, they also contribute to Reactionary Times. So I'm sure that your listener base would love the website. If you check out the media tab, you can hear Reactionary Times Radio, which has hosts like myself, Christian Semper, Elio Forcina, just a lot of great talent there. Reactionary Times TV, we do a show weekly with a lot of great guests, and we cover all the controversial topics. And I also write a column for Newsmax. I host actually Newsmax now about once a week. I'm actually going to be hosting this Wednesday for 2 hours between 5 and 7 with my buddy Bill Tucker. And I'm sure we're going to have a fantastic lineup of guests that day as well. So if you guys check out Newsmax, and if you watch Newsmax regularly, obviously I'm sure you've seen me many times.
Well, good. No, I appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate the energy level you have to get the message out there. And all right, so let's since we're on it, we might as well keep going. Did you hear about the Democratic candidate who apologized after boasting that he had 50 women? Okay, he had sexual romps with over 50 women in his life, and then he's gubernatorial candidate Bill O'Neill out of Ohio, and he apologized Saturday after boasting an unprovoked in a viral Facebook post. Now, why do I need to know how many women he slept with? But he said, if I offended anyone, particularly the wonderful women in my life, I apologize, O'Neill wrote. But he wrote it. Let me see. Let me read you what he wrote real quick. Now that the dogs of war are calling for the head of the Senator Al Franken, I believe it's time to speak up on behalf of all heterosexual males as a candidate for governor. Let me save my opponent some research time. In the last 50 years, I was sexually intimate with approximately 50 very attractive females. It ranged from a gorgeous personal secretary to Senator Bob Taft Sr., who was my first true love. And we made passionate love in a hayloft of her parents' barn in Galapagos and ended with the drop-dead gorgeous redhead who was a senior advisor to Pete Lewis. I mean, these guys are nuts. Are they not?
Listen. I got to look at it two different ways. First of all, if a consensual relations between adults is fine, and even if this guy wants to be, you know, a little bit of a braggart and boast about it, honestly, you got to take it with a grain of salt. However you want to feel about it personally, people will have a right to their opinion. The right. Flip side to that is this guy is bragging about 50. Has this guy not heard of Wilt Chamberlain and the 10,000 women? Like, who is he really actually trying to impress here?
I'm just amazed. So he's basically saying he wants to get out. He wants to get out in front of this. In front of what? You're
in front of, done. I think he was being somewhat, you know, comedic. He was trying to be funny, obviously. But it's in poor taste, given the circumstances. Listen, the difference with Al Franken is that was not consensual. That woman was asleep. He was groping her. That's disgusting. Al Franken, to me, that photograph is evidence of a crime. And quite frankly, right now, the fact that his own party has not called for his resignation shows you the moral there's no moral floor really with this party. They don't care anymore.
No,
they really are like borderline, I don't know, borderline satanic sort of Luciferian party at this point. They just really don't care, and they're so. It's almost like they're boasting in their shame, like they're proud of the fact that they can go ahead and lie, and they, you know, they're voter base really will never question it. Like, women aren't walking away in droves from the Democrats and coming over to the Republicans. I don't see that. Do you, Joe?
No. Look at it. It's like a bunch of frat boys free at school. The administration's gone away for the weekend, right? They just don't stop.
Well,
come on.
Yeah, it's deeper than that, though. It's deeper than that, I think. I mean, you know, and I'm not going to sit here, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist with the whole, you know, Pizzagate and all this and that, but I do know that Bill Clinton flew to, you know, Jeffrey Epstein's island over there. And the fact that he did that kind of, I think, would implicate him potentially as a pedophile, because we do know that there was a lot of underage prostitution going on in that island, you know, and Epstein himself was a sex offender.
Yeah, now,
so, I mean, people going ahead and mixing with that, is that's a problem.
Yeah, are you suggesting that Bill Clinton would actually have sex with 12-year-olds?
I wouldn't be shocked at all. I wouldn't be shocked if he had sex with animals, to be honest with you. I wouldn't be shocked about anything.
I would have eaten after the show, but now I don't know if I might be able to do that or not. God. Hey, so I don't know if you heard about this, but in Brooklyn, the Brooklyn College is advising the New York City police officers to please use bathrooms on the far ends of the campus in order to avoid being seen by students, because many of the students are offended by their presence. So the Excelsior, which is the college students' newspaper, reported last week that the director of public safety, Donald Weintz, should be Donald Weenie, would prefer if members of the New York Police Department use the facilities at the west end of the building rather than walking across either quad to the bathroom, because many students are upset and nervous and really feel apprehensive about having them on campus. Well, maybe if there weren't so many of them that were here illegally, they wouldn't feel so bad about it. And what's his name? Mayor de Blasio, whatever his name is over there. You know, he doesn't care. He doesn't care if you're here illegally. He wants to give you all kinds of benefits. What are you worried about? I mean, come on. Is this ridiculous or what, Julio?
I look at it like this. That when I hear about stuff like that, when I hear about young men in this, and I'm doing young men with the air quotations here as I'm saying it to you on the radio. People can't see that. But if we needing a day off or needing time off of school because Hillary Clinton didn't win the election last fall, you know, I really am afraid for America. God forbid. You know, and we saw what happened today with North Korea being designated as a state sponsor of terror. If we got into a war, God forbid, we'd have to send these softies, these effeminate, you know, beta males into war on our behalf. I mean, we'll be speaking Korean by this time next year if it happens.
Well, oh, no kidding, right? I mean, seriously, I don't want to put down our military men, but somebody was talking.
Well,
to
Well, no, I'm not talking about our military men. Our voluntary military,
yeah.
The volunteers. They love our military. Nobody loves the military more than me. What I'm saying is, if we went to war with North Korea, they have a massive army, and we would have to draft these types of guys.
Oh,
these
yeah.
types of whatever. Like I said, men, and I'm doing the air quotations. If we have to send those guys out to war, we're in trouble.
We're in big trouble. You're right. But listen, you brought him up, and I think this is hilarious. I don't know if you heard Maxine Waters say that the president is trying to start a nuclear war with the little Asian guy out there in North Korea. And I have to laugh. I'm thinking, so how many nuclear bombs or how many missiles has Trump sent towards North Korea? Last I checked, it was zip. It was none. But this shows you how warped these people are. The North Korean president, dictator, is firing off missiles capable of carrying nuclear warheads, and we're the ones that are trying to start nuclear war. I mean, man, I tell you, her meds need to be checked big time. Hey, we got to go to a break. Don't even answer that. We got to go to a break. Got to pay for the show. Unless you're cutting checks.
Ah.
You're cutting checks if you stay. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Julio is not going anywhere. We have him duct taped and locked in a room. We'll be right back.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Have a great band. Steely Dan. Right? Some of you guys are old enough to remember them. Others are not. It's okay. I can live with it.
I know.
You remember them? You're too young to remember that.
Yeah, this is I'm a classic rock aficionado.
Really? I was unaware.
Yeah.
I'm unaware about a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
But I was unaware about that.
Well, you think I sit around listening to, like, Ruben Blades all day and stuff? But no, I listen to that, too.
I listen
to everything. I mean,
who was the clarinet player of the 80s? Who was that guy? Kenny G. I figured you were one of those guys.
Kenny G. No, I listened to Jan Hammer. The Miami Vice theme was like my theme song.
Was it really? Oh.
No, I do like that theme song. It's actually pretty cool.
Tammy says that she can see that being your theme song. Seriously.
Yeah, you know, walking around with the stubble and, you know, a pink blazer for no reason. But actually, I do own a pink blazer, so maybe that's the Sonny Crockett coming out.
You're losing me here. You know, I've got this vision of you as a manly man, you know, and with a pink blazer. I don't know.
No, but there's nothing. Listen, I'm confident enough in my masculinity to wear a pink blazer. So how you like that?
Oh, God. All right, we're going to move on now. So we were talking in the last segment about Maxine Waters saying that the president's trying to start a nuclear war. because, you know, he's throwing all these insults and he's threatening the North Korean dictator. And last I checked, it wasn't us that was flying bombs or sending rockets towards North Korea or sending rockets that can carry nuclear bombs, right? I mean, maybe I'm confused.
Exactly. They don't understand provocation. They don't understand, you know, she doesn't understand anything. First of all, I think she's out of her mind. I mean, this is a woman. Didn't she say something that 7 billion people were going to lose their health insurance if they passed the American Health Care Act? And she has no idea. I think right now she's almost being propped up. They probably pump her full of whatever they pumped Hillary Clinton full of during the campaign last year when she could barely stand and she was having seizures every time, you know, the flashbulbs went off from, you know, the reporters taking pictures. I mean, this woman barely has it together. I feel bad for the state of California that this is the best that they can send to Washington. People like Maxine Waters. Joe, please come back to the East Coast.
Hey,
seriously, I feel bad for you. I pray for you.
Well, look at
Andrea Kay, all my buddies on the West Coast.
Look at what's happening in New Jersey, right? I mean, you guys are slammed there. You got nothing but Dems running the place. And I don't know. That's got to be tough too when you have absolutely no control and no say as to what's going on.
Yeah, you know what? Phil Murphy just won. You know what's crazy? It's like I recently went away to Puerto Rico. Unfortunately, my father died. But the day that I left on the airplane, I was actually scheduled to speak in New Jersey, which is Sussex County, at a rally. It was put together by Steve Lonergan, who I'm actually a campaign chair for in Warren County. He's like an exceptional conservative. I don't know if you're familiar with Steve Lonergan. He ran against Cory Booker a couple of years ago. We lost, but we did better than people expected us to do. But I was scheduled to speak at a rally with Kim Guardano, Carlos Rendo, Steve Lonergan, and a few other people. And they wound up losing that Tuesday. But let me tell you something, Phil Murphy, who won, he's going to be the next governor of New Jersey, is horrific. He is Jerry Brown East Coast. This guy wants to make New Jersey a sanctuary state. He's a gun grabber. He's all of those horrific things. And I'm like, I'm right now trying to plot my escape out of the state of New Jersey because I honestly believe that the one thing, even though, you know, you say what you will about him, and I wasn't a big fan of his, but the only reason that New Jersey already is in California is because John Corzine was exposed for being a crook, and that allowed Chris Christie to become the governor and be the governor for the last 8 years. But if we didn't have Chris Christie, I'm telling you right now, we would be California East Coast.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it because they see it. They see that. I listened to a gun debate by a local hardcore, you know, left wing, we don't need the Second Amendment anymore kind of guy. And truly, you know, a Trump-supporting gun lover. Not a nut job, but a Trump-supporting gun lover. And I was amazed at how much the guy on the left had no clue as to what the history was behind the Second Amendment. He thought that I don't want to get into it. I don't want to get into it because you have to hear it, and then you'll throw up while you're listening to it. Hey, give me your thoughts on the UCLA players, right, that came back from China. And now it's like the dad saying, well, you know, he didn't do anything for us. And they're not grateful at all. They don't understand what they really don't get what could have happened to them there, did they?
No. I mean, look no further than the story of Otto Warmbier, who stole, or he actually didn't even steal it. He was an attempted theft of a propaganda poster at the hotel that they were staying in. And, you know, they sentenced him, I believe, to 10 years of hard labor. Didn't make it, you know, 18 or 20 months, I think, before they sent him back, pretty much with his egg scrambled. He had pretty much brain dead. They brought him here, and he died shortly thereafter. Horrific, absolutely horrific story. And let me tell you something, LeVar Ball, I thought he was entertaining. I thought he was a funny guy. I actually kind of, you know, because I saw him on wrestling and a couple of other things, and I thought he was kind of a funny character, and I thought that I was kind of developing a liking towards him. But I completely lost every shred of respect that I had for that man. For him, not what he should have did is he should have been like, you know what? I'm a black man, and I am indebted and proud that Donald Trump is my president because he saved my son and his two teammates from doing potentially 10 years in a Chinese prison where they're known to violate human rights. You know, he could have been the one guy to step away. He could have, you know, kind of separated himself from the pack. He could have been a leader. Instead, he is a follower. He is a beta male loser that's going to just pile on to this Trump hate. And LeVar Ball, I've lost all respect for.
Oh, I agree with you. I look at these guys, and their hate for him is so strong that they can pick nothing positive that the man actually does do. They can't even mention it. They're going to choke on their own words. And that's the hate that they think we have. And I think that's what it boils down to. They all have this hate for us, right? And all the things that they're easily able to do that they believe to be truth, they pile on us. They make it look like I said, the book, Rambling of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Those are all labels that the left gives me, or guys like me, and they don't want to be labeled. But yet every one of those labels to them is a hate label. It never stops.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, I understand 100%. We're living proof of it, man. Because, like, listen, you know, you deal with it. I'm a Hispanic conservative in the state of New Jersey. That's every bit as blue as California, especially now with Murphy. And I get it on a constant, you know, on a day-to-day basis. You know, people hate us. People hate us because they ain't us. That's how I like to say it.
God. But they do. They don't understand you. They don't understand how you... Or me, you know, I mean, being of Italian descent, Hispanic, any of that, they don't understand. They figure you've got to be a flaming moron to want to be in the Republican/conservative party because they don't support you. They don't like you. They don't care about you. But what we're finding out is it's them who doesn't care, big time.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't
know.
But anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. And what are you working on? You working on any story that you're kind of being a little secretive about, but what are you working on?
Well, I'm actually, you know, about 25%, and I'm glad that you brought up the ramblings of a Bible-thumping white guy, because I am actually about 25%, actually closer to about 30% through writing my first book, and that's something that I'm hoping to have released by the spring. And actually, you know, if it wasn't for all the 10 million things that I have going on in my life simultaneously, somehow I probably would have already been out. But actually, that's going to be a fantastic read. And every day that I add to it, I'm more and more proud of what we're putting together with that project. But I've got that coming out. Obviously, ReactionaryTimes.com, Reactionary Times Television and Radio. As I stated previously, I'm going to be hosting on Newsmax from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. That would be what, 4 to, I can't count. I'm sorry. That would be 2 to 4 Pacific time. So if you have Newsmax, DirecTV, Channel 349, Fios, 615, you know, those channels, go ahead and check me out on Wednesday, you know, before Turkey Day.
I'm laughing because I could never do that. I could never remember. You know, I try to do it here, but I can't remember the stations and the places. So I decided to give up and not even try anymore. But anyway, hey.
Exactly. I got to write it down in my hand like Sarah Palin.
God. hey, listen. Thanks for being with me. I know that you had a rough day today. You know, you had to take down a big tree. Feel free when you're out in California next time. Give me a couple of weeks heads up. I'll rent a chainsaw. We can have some fun in my backyard too, as well.
Hey, I'd love to, man. There's nothing like cutting up wood with a chainsaw.
All right. Hey, Julio, thanks for being with me. I do appreciate your time with me, and have a great rest of the week.
No problem. God bless you. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. I will. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look at next hour, it is a smorgasbord of stuff. Really, seriously. Don't go far. There's a lot more coming up.